The National Weather Service has determined the strength of the tornado that struck western Illinois last week. Tri-State's Public Radio's Johnny Cather has the story.
Donna Duberke is the warning coordination meteorologist for the National Weather Service in the Quad Cities. She says the tornado touched down near Monmouth around 7:15 p.m. on Thursday. It made its way 8.5 miles southeast to Cameron, where it did the most damage.
There were several homes that did have the roofs almost completely removed, and that is consistent with winds in the 110 to 130 mile an hour range.
Duberke says the damage indicates the storm was a Category EF2 tornado. She says it was roughly a half mile wide and was the result of a supercell storm. No one was killed or seriously injured by the tornado. Duberke says meteorologists have a great understanding of supercell storms, which allowed them to warn residents of the tornado almost an hour in advance. While the tornado did cause a considerable amount of damage, the community ended the weekend with a diamond in the rough. Tri-State's Public Radio's TJ Carson explains.
The under-10 Cameron Crossfire softball team is in its first full season of play this summer. The team won a state tournament in Alexis this past weekend, just days after the EF2 twister hit the small town. Coach Sherry Gibson says the team's performance gave the town something to smile about after the disaster.
I felt guilty for leaving because I could be here working and helping, but people would stop and they'd say, "Go get them, you know, you guys got to do this." And so I felt like the whole town was kind of behind us and was excited for the girls and excited for the fact that our little town was able to play in the state championship.
Gibson says the girls on the team understood what a championship would mean to the town, and several residents say it gave them a boost to know the team won. I'm TJ Carson, Tri-State's Public Radio News.